are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah. Boy, you got my podcast playing away, beating like a drum and it's coming your way. Can you hear that beaut-ba-do-do, baby? That Natch Beauty, that beaut-ba-do-do, baby, that Natch Beauty. Welcome to Natch Beaut, everybody. It's your host, Jackie Johnson. I am so excited for our guest today. We just met and we're already best friends. We've got so much in common. We like screamed and held hands. So everything is going to be great. He is a makeup artist and hairstylist to the stars. He is an entrepreneur extraordinaire. He's the founder of the Glam app and the founder of the beauty brand Ish. We're going to talk to him about everything. Let's get started. Joey Maloof is here.
Come on, Natch Beauty.
Yes.
Oh my God, your voice is gorgeous.
Thank
I was
you.
Not expecting that. I have goosebumps. And
oh my
you
God.
Chose Nicki Minaj. And
because of you.
I mean,
I saw a video. I believe your brother did your makeup for Halloween and you became Nicki Minaj.
Oh my God, I have to show you the pictures. I took them down so that they could be way more exciting when I repost them this year.
Smart, yeah. It's smart. It's a, you know, social media strategy is very important.
Yes.
But I picked that for you. I went a little higher than I was going to go in the car. I did a few keys lower, but I'm happy with how it went.
I was living. Did you see the happiness coming out of my body when you started singing that?
I
got so excited.
That's why I do the songs. It's a little way to disarm.
Oh, so good.
Welcome to Natch Beaut. Welcome to podcasting.
Thank you so much for having me. This is my first podcast
I'm telling
ever.
You, I have a feeling you're going to get bit by the bug.
Ooh.
I have a feeling because you're meant for this.
Am I?
Yes, you are. Yes.
I feel like I was like, oh my God, isn't my voice so loud and fast? I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
No, we love it, baby.
Okay.
We welcome all voices here.
Okay.
You sound great.
Thank you.
Where do we even begin? I just feel like you had such a career and you started out just a little boy in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, how did it all begin for you? How did you start getting into beauty?
Oh,
what
girl.
Were the first early signs?
Get the popcorn, honey.
I'll make
first,
it, baby.
First early signs.
You
yes. know, I was raised in a family where, you know, I had the freedom to be myself. I'm very fortunate. And it's a testament to, you know, how my mother raised me. I always walked around the house putting on a lampshade on my head,
yep.
acting like I was like strange. Like we had a really long hallway. I was, you know, my siblings and I would practice with books on our head, you know, because we wanted to be supermodels.
Yeah, I love that. And your mom was like, we encourage this.
Totally. You know, it's playtime. We just, you know, she let us kind of run free with our imagination. And I feel so fortunate to have that. But, you know, I got into art really young because I was sheltered because obviously I grew up in Detroit. You know, my mom was really worried about me hanging out with the bad kids in the neighborhood. So, you know, she bought me all the art supplies and Barbies and dolls and anything that I wanted, you know, even though we come from humble beginnings, so that I would be distracted indoors. So, you know, I spent a lot of time in front of the mirror and I would tie ribbons into my hair and I would perform and I'd, you know, I loved dolls. My mom would show me how to like cut things and make them kimonos and, you know, all that good stuff. And then
I read that you used to do your mom and sister's makeup as a kid.
I did used to do my mom and sister's
yeah.
makeup. I used to draw pictures of women's faces. That was the thing that I always came up.
Wow.
And then, you know, that ended up becoming, you know, oh, be my test dummy. And
right.
and now I want to do my mom and my sister's makeup. And let me tell you, my mom is my hardest client because she does not love like glam. She's
yeah.
very, you know, natural beaut.
Yes, she's a natch beaut.
My sister, on the other hand, is the opposite.
Well, good. You had the full client range.
Yeah, totally. So, you know, I think pleasing them was kind of fun because, I mean, like, we're family, so they can treat me, you know, tell me what to do and all that jazz. So it's basically like I learned how to work with celebrities on
right.
my mom and my sister.
And how did, I mean, I know it's probably, like you said, get out the popcorn, but a little boy in Detroit becoming a celebrity makeup and hairstylist. Like, how can you give us like the shortest version of how that came to be? Like, I know you moved to New York at some point,
mm-hmm.
but how did you become this person with all these huge famous clients and this huge career? I mean, That's something that's so hard to achieve.
You know, if you asked my family, they would tell you my life is not different at all. Mm-hmm. My bathroom in my house growing up was always full of girls. Mm-hmm. All the girls wanted to be in my bathroom on a Saturday night and get their glam done. And, you know, I would cut their shirts up and rhinestone their legs and body bling them to filth, and we would all go out. So, you know, it's not that different. But I think when I moved to New York, I had this... I learned everything I needed to in Detroit, and then I think once I got to a place where I was, like, uninspired or I felt like I hit a wall, I needed to leave. And my mom suggested that I should move to New York. So when I moved to New York, I was like, oh, my God, I've never lived in New York. I had been to New York, but I took this kind of thought process of I know nothing. I'm going to let New York teach me everything it needs to teach me. And I'm not kidding. Like, within a month of living there, I met like an agency. I met Rachel Zoe, you know, and it all just started to kind of unravel really quickly. And I think it's because I didn't hold myself to like this. I am this artist from Detroit. And this is what I do. I just kind of was very free-spirited about it, and everything fell into place.
I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing!
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. I got a job at Henry Bendel's. I worked there for 4 days. On that fourth day, I did somebody's makeup. I sold them a product, and mm-hmm. they were like, oh my God, I look gorgeous. Like, do you have a book? I'm a hair and makeup agent.
Wow.
I was like, oh, give me your card. You know, I saw the website. It was legit, like really legit. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so lucky. So I reached out and I said, hey, you know, I don't necessarily have a book that's put together, but I would literally die if you, you know, had me assist any of your artists.
Yeah.
The next day she called me and I was on a job and I never went back to Henry Bendel's.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were like, excuse me, you're needed for your shift.
It was on a show, like a fashion show for, I believe, like this denim company called Rockin' Republic. I'm not sure if it's
I remember Rockin' Republic. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the thing, the low rise.
It sure was.
And I assisted this artist, and he, a week later, introduced me, or no, literally a few days later, introduced me to Rachel Zoe. He said, you have to meet my friend Rachel Zoe. She's going to love you. You know, she's here all the time. She needs her glam done. Obviously, she opened the door, and I was just like, oh, my God, who is this, like...
And y'all have been best friends for so long, right?
It's been 12 years. I think it'll be 12 years this October.
All right. Well, since you brought up Rachel Zoe, I'm just going to go ahead and go in. So you already answered my question, how did y'all meet?
Mm-hmm.
What a career. A style icon. Do you ever feel pressure to dress really good if y'all, like, go get coffee or something?
Never.
Yeah.
Because
you already look good.
She has seen me at my worst. And, you know, we work together, I mean, every day for 6 years. It's like, I'm not getting ready for you.
Right.
I brushed my teeth, girl. You know, it's like 6 a.m.
Has
like,
she ever looked bad ever? I mean, I used to watch her show religiously. And her style tips are just so effortless. I'm in awe.
You know, I don't necessarily agree with all of her style choices,
right.
But I don't necessarily think she's ever looked
bad. Does she own any sweatpants?
She's naturally beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, like, with no hair and makeup, she has the most stunning eyes and, like, beautiful, like, big plush lips. She has gorgeous natural hair texture. So she's kind of like one
right.
of those annoying
she's a doll,
people that's
yeah.
lucky. And, you know, I did treat her like she was my doll.
Yeah.
Sweatpants? No. No. One time, I think, you know, a few years into us, like, shooting the show, she walked down, it was 6 a.m., in this insanely beautiful, like, black slip dress. It was, like, V-neck, and it was short in the front, a little up below the knee, and it had a train, and she was coming down her all-white staircase.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, my God, you look so gorgeous. Is that what you're wearing today? And she looked at me and was like, what? I just woke up, like... And I was like, oh, okay, I understand. But
yeah.
I didn't really understand all of what she is until I met her mother. And then I was like, I get it. I get it.
I mean,
it's glam. Everything is glamorous. And it is.
It's instilled within. That's not something you can learn. It's instilled within you.
Spend time with that family and you are like, oh my God, like everything is glamorous.
Yeah. Even the children are glamorous.
Everything.
Yeah. I mean, goals.
It's goals.
Have you ever gotten to borrow anything? Any accessories or jewelry? I mean, because I remember watching the show, The Rachel Zoe Project, and seeing her accessories and her jewelry and just saying, this would be really fun to be her friend, you know?
Being her friend is fun.
Yeah.
Especially if you love clothes, anything glamorous, beauty, fashion shows, traveling in style. All of the above, yes. It's fun to be her friend. Borrow, yes. I'm totally the friend that even if she is being stingy, I'm like, I'm taking this.
Yeah.
Like, get a life. I'm borrowing this. I'm wearing it. It's on my body. I do it. I take her husband's clothes and then, like, her accessories, like scarves, glasses,
right.
Necklaces. I always ask. But
yes, of course.
But yes.
Lovely. I just saw she was on the cover of Social Life magazine for July.
Oh, I did that cover.
Well, yeah, her Instagram caption, she said, thank you to my BFF Joy Malouf for coercing me into being my most makeup-free self ever.
Well said. She ruined my life that day. She did. I mean, you know, what's interesting about our relationship is even after 12 years, I'm just like, you're not wearing any hair and makeup. Like, no. Like, no eyeliner, nothing. Like, and, it, you know, it takes a lot, you know. But she eventually does let go and trust me. But
right.
I understand, you know. Like, she knows what looks good on her and she knows what she likes. And my job is to take her out of that and show her how freaking gorgeous she is. When she lets me do whatever I want,
yeah,
I'm like, I will not take no for an answer. Not 12 years later, I am doing what I want.
So for that shoot, you took her to like a little bit more of a natural butte.
Yeah, I wouldn't even let her wear jewelry.
Wow,
she snuck in a necklace or two, and
yeah.
I was like, okay, it makes sense.
Because you were going for that kind of look, like a very like natural, easy look.
I mean, it's Hamptons.
Yes.
You know, it's I'm also kind of taking into consideration what we're doing. Like,
right, the audience.
You know, a sequin tuxedo with hot stilettos and, like, high gaudy jewelry and full glam, you know, doesn't necessarily say Hamptons
right.
to me.
Yeah. Listen, she looked awesome, and clearly she was happy with how it turned out.
Oh, my God. We're so happy with how it turns out. I still have to post that, by the way. Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, you're welcome. I know this is impossible, but do you have a favorite look you've ever done or one that is iconic in your body of work that you're most proud of? Because I know you've done it all. You've done red carpet. You've done photo shoots. You've done celebrity. You've done runway.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything that you think of when you think of like your body of work thus far and you say, yes, honey, that was a moment?
I've had moments.
Mm-hmm.
I love moments. I have goosebumps just thinking about it.
You goosebump easily and I'm here for it.
Yeah. My first time in... you know, Rachel Zoe or Rachel Roger and I and our friends Brian Atwood and his fiance Jake all had this very special Paris trip.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something super magical about it. And I think all of us kind of experienced it. And for some and I remember like holding hands with Rachel, like we just finished dinner. We were so excited. We were dressed up. The Skylar was with us.
Rachel's son.
Yes,
for people who don't know,
not literally with us in that moment, but he was on the trip. Like it was just a special moment. It felt like a family moment. And then we were walking up to the line, and I know this is so cheese and thirsty, but we were walking up to the line of like the Givenchy after party because it was, you know, Fashion Week.
This is Paris, honey.
Paris Fashion
yes.
Week.
Yes.
And the guy, and I'm with Rachel, and the guy at the door was like, oh, Joey. Oh my God, we're so happy that you made it. And then they're like, oh, hi, Rachel. Like, but obviously they saw her, but like I of course only heard my name and
right.
I got so excited. I was just like, oh my God, like I feel like accepted here. It was a moment.
That's beautiful.
I know it's like a whatever moment, but like, yeah, like, you know, like it's kind of nice to like just be like focused on work and not care about that. But then like when somebody acknowledges you and like says it out loud, it feels so great.
Yeah. I mean, you've worked hard.
I've had so many moments, but that moment felt really good.
I love it. Who would you say are your top muses?
Ooh.
I know you have a long list of clients. And I know you have some gals you've been doing for a long time, and obviously they can be included in this, but who are some of your top muses? Obviously, Rachel.
Rachel's definitely been, you know, a huge inspiration in my life, for sure. I think she showed me what ultimate glamour really is.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I've lived through Studio 54, like Bianca Jagger came in on a white unicorn. Like, you know, she's showed me such an amazing side to fashion and made me, you know, so in love with the fashion and beauty industry. But when it comes to muses, you know, I'm so outside of the box. Like,
I'm here for that.
You know, I really am. Like, you know, like Bride of Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, yep. RuPaul.
Mm-hmm.
I just love, you know, things that are out of the ordinary to most people and like super extreme and colorful. And I love people who are not afraid to be their truest selves. So I can find a muse in my best friend, in somebody that's, you know, walking into an event, you know, looking batshit crazy to most,
right,
but with all the confidence in the world. So it's not a specific thing. It's just like kind of this energy that I feel from somebody when I know they're being their real authentic self, because I find it very hard for me to be my truest, most authentic self if I'm not comfortable. And I love people who don't give a shit about that.
Yes.
And that they're like, I'm fucking comfortable.
And that's
I'm
such
in this
a
body,
rare skill in this business
and
the world.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, celebrities is interesting because, you know, they're keeping up. You know, they want to be better than they were last time. They want a sexier outfit than they had last time. They want different hair. They want different makeup. And, you know, I find that, you know, I definitely think that there's aspects of being yourself in that, but I find that you're constantly kind of recreating, you know, what you already are in a sort of way. So I kind of like when people kind of don't give a fuck and they're like, no makeup today, like, you know, my whatever pajamas, but I'm going to wear them with heels and I'm going to put a bow in my hair and I'm going to chew gum. However, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just like an air about somebody that creates a muse for me.
Would
so
you
I find
say
it everywhere.
A big dick energy?
I love big dick energy, honey. I do. Yes, honey. BDE.
BDE.
I've been learning a lot about BDE.
Me
BDE.
Too. It's
BDE.
Coming up so much.
Rihanna.
Yes.
Rihanna is
the
BDE.
The BDE of all.
She's the queen BDE.
Yes.
I mean, yes. So I found one. Thank
yes.
you for saying BDE, because when you say that, I think of Rihanna.
Yes. My friend says swagger, which I don't know if I could pull off the word swagger, but I think that's a similar vibe. A person with confidence, a person who doesn't give a fuck, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She got that swag.
Yes, exactly. Yes. That's what we're looking for our inspiration.
Come on, swaggy.
I know you just talked about Paris.
Yes.
Where on the planet is the wildest place your career has taken you? I see the reflection in your eyes.
Oh, God. I've
I
been,
see you
I
thinking.
Have been, you know, honestly, I feel very fortunate that my job has taken me to some of the most beautiful, if not the most beautiful places. And you, the second you said that, I've been to the island of Capri.
Oh, yes.
Which is so stunning.
Do and people wear capri pants there, or is that just a colloquialism?
Sure. I mean, yeah, like they're made of linen and mm-hmm. they're like fabulous and, you know, made with love and they're drop dead gorgeous and you can buy them on the street.
Okay, perfect.
So, yes. But
the most bumpkin question ever.
I was invited by a really close friend of mine, Sutton Strack, to the Couture Show, which was on a rock at the La Fontalina Beach Club, which if you've been there or you Google it, it is so stunning, so, so beautiful. And it was like under, you know, on like the sun was setting and you're sitting there and you're wondering, because I've been backstage at shows and helped people put them together. I'm like, where the hell are all these models getting ready? And the first model is arriving in a full ball gown. Like when I say ginorm ball gown.
Like this, take up this whole studio ball
like
gown.
Like kids here. On a rowboat.
Oh my gosh.
And they're all the models were coming
on rowboats.
One by one.
That's so good.
It was epic.
Yeah, I can't.
And then the moon came out and then the fireworks went off. And then I was just in heaven. I was there for 3 weeks.
Ooh, not bad.
Not humble.
Mm-mm, honey. Mm-mm. I'm not mad at that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Since you're such an expert on makeup, don't think you're getting out of here without telling me about products you like. But first,
ask
I have a
anything.
Few makeup questions personally.
Okay.
I feel I'm natched today, just got my sunscreen, serums, etc.
And the skin, you guys, is
Gorgina. Listen, I'm doing my best. Okay?
I'm over here like shiny as F because it's 900 degrees outside.
But
in LA.
I love a dewy moment.
I love being dewy.
Yes. So I just have a few like selfish questions for myself.
Get it, girl.
Okay. So let's start.
Okay.
So when somebody sits in your chair, how do you decide what foundation to put on them? Like, how do you make that's a huge decision.
Well,
how do you decide?
That's a really good question. The first thing I think of when somebody sits in my chair is I pick up on their mood, you know? And then I go from there.
Yeah.
But the foundation is so important. That's my foundation.
Yes, they need exactly.
They need to be in a better mood when I'm done.
Yes.
And I want them to feel so good that they don't feel like they need to look in the mirror. So that's the foundation I laid down. Okay.
Yes.
But when it comes to actual painting the foundation, I like to match the color of foundation to the chest. Because your neck is always going to be 900 shades lighter than your chest and your
face. I got
face.
A pale ass neck.
Ooh, girl.
That sun is bouncing off of this neck.
It actually from here looks, it's actually your computer screen.
Yes.
I was like, girl, it looks like there's a spotlight on it right now.
Illumination of that neck.
I was like, actually, there's a spotlight coming out of your neck right now. So I like to match it to the chest, and then I like to bring that all the way up because I find that when your whole body, your face, your neck is all one fluid color, it takes 5 to 10 years off of you like that.
Whoa.
So that's, when it comes to the texture, I know people will ask about that. I go based off of, you know, age, wrinkles, Botox, sun.
Where you're at.
Sun. Mm-hmm. How much concealer am I going to need to pound on this? Is it a really powdery look? Is it on camera? Is it outdoors? Is it just for a photo? Is it for a camera phone? Is it for a camera video? Is
right.
it like full on lighting? Everything. I have to take everything into consideration. So then the texture's based off of all of those things.
Right.
But the color is always based off of the chest.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, girl, I'm out of breath.
That was
and
such
that was
an
just
amazing
the foundation.
Answer, though. I feel like I personally have probably 9-10 foundations at this point, and I don't know how to pick.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, okay, I want to be a little matte today or whatever.
Yeah.
But let me just go to the next question.
Okay.
Okay, so when I do my makeup, I'm sitting in my glam station. I have one of those Glamcore Riki mirrors.
Love those.
They're fantastic.
I have one.
Yes.
That's
I have
fabulous.
It all the way cranked up so light God wouldn't recognize me.
Yes.
Like all the way up.
Yes, God.
Yes. And I do everything. I beat the face. And I'm feeling myself. I'm like, I look good. I leave. I go to the car. I drive where I'm going. I go to the party. I go in the bathroom. And I look like a damn mess. Like how?
I'm following.
How? Why can't I look how I looked in the Riki mirror 3 hours later? How do I get my face to not change? I feel like what's happening is my makeup is like sliding down or like seeping into my face, seeping in all the things I wanted to cover. Why isn't it staying, Joey? What do I do?
Girl, it is running away.
Can I not look the way I look in the mirror for another 3 hours? What am I doing?
Of course you can. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Where are you doing your makeup and how long does it take you?
I do it in my room. As we established earlier, you know where I live, so you know exactly where I'm doing it.
Okay.
Okay. I'd say it takes me about an hour.
An hour, and it's not in place?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, this thing, you're doing it all wrong.
That's what I'm saying. It looks really good,
girl,
but a few hours later, it looks like shit.
You better put that Frankenstein mask on over there.
I don't know what the hell that is. I don't know what the hell that mask is, but that's what I look like after 4 hours.
I love it.
I just feel like...
Okay, I'll tell you what you're doing
okay.
wrong.
I look really
everything.
Good at first. It's okay. No, I look really good for a little while.
The everything that you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
So I always look at, you've heard of baking
yes,
and like all of those
but
terms.
But I can't do that.
That means, you know, you got to, that comes from makeup being a recipe.
Yes.
One thing has to go before the other.
Yes.
Or it's not going to work.
Yes.
That's why all these things exist, you know.
Yes.
So if you're wearing face oil that day.
Yeah.
And then you're wearing a water-based foundation. Well, Miss Thing, honey.
Those don't mix.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye, face.
Yeah.
Even if you powdered it, it is not going to be cute.
Right.
You know, so you got to really look at the ingredients and the formula. Understand your face, your skin texture.
I put oil under every day.
Yeah, because you're probably using coconut oil in the shower on your hair or something like that.
I'm doing serums.
Like all them things them vegans do, girl.
Yeah, you know what? Coconuts smell really nice, Joey, okay?
Girl, I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a vegan, but you know
yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah, but you appreciate the lifestyle.
I do.
You can hang.
I
yeah.
understand. And
yeah.
that's why your skin is so radiantly
oh,
beautiful
gosh.
And
stop,
youthful
stop,
and
stop,
stunning.
Stop.
And smooth.
Anyway. So, okay, you're saying I need to check myself.
You
I need to
check
see,
yourself.
I need to see there's something in there that's not working.
Also, you're spending an hour to get ready every day. Miss Thing, that's too long.
Oh, no, I'm just talking when I'm, like, going out, you know, when I'm, like, doing a lick.
You can still cut the time in half.
Yeah.
You're doing too many things.
Yeah.
Like, if you're getting your makeup done professionally, that's an hour because it's not, you know, it's the person wants to perfect their art.
Right.
You can perfect your face, honey, and you pretty. You could perfect your face
Thank
in like
you.
30 minutes or less.
Thank
I guarantee you, if you gave me 3 products,
yeah,
I could change your life and show you how to do it.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, why didn't I know this the whole time?
Yeah.
It's placement and mm-hmm. it's specific products.
Yeah.
You know, specific products need to be, you know, like if your eyes are running, you cannot wear regular mascara.
Yeah.
You need to wear a water-resistant mascara or something that's like, you know, those ones that coat the lashes, but then they kind
the
of
tubes.
Like, they tube.
Mm-hmm.
That does not come off on your concealer, honey. And no one wants like those like, you know, imprints.
Right.
So you got to figure out what works for you. But, you know, it's all individualized. And when you're YouTubing things, honey, that's where you're going all wrong.
That's all
because
I do.
Because everybody is
that's
giving you 955 products.
Right.
And I that's the sell, you know?
You're right.
You got to go back to basics and think about what works for you, you know?
Once you realize that you're just being sold to... It really changed. Like, all the YouTubers, I'm generalizing here, but most of them, they use a different makeup brush for literally everything.
Yeah.
And it's because they're all affiliates with a brush company.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, you need 900 brushes.
Possibly, but
yeah.
they also, I you know, I think with the YouTubers and influencers online who are not actual makeup artists, but they do their makeup
right.
very well.
Yes.
They respect the artistry, the industry and the artistry that it takes to perfect things. And they love the knowledge of the product. They really do.
Yeah.
I think, you know, like I am not the girl to ask what specific brush you need to use for this because I'm going to tell you what I use for it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if there is a specific brush, that's what's good is because they know all the ins and outs and they can give you the instructions. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think that's what it's good for.
Yes. Well, listen, I'm having a meltdown now. So here's
why, because I told you did everything wrong and I didn't give you an answer
no,
on how to fix it.
No, it made a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a good follow-up question that you might really be able to help me with.
Okay.
So everyone that listens to Natchbute knows that I'm pretty happy with my face. But the one thing that I have an issue with is my under eye area.
Okay.
So it's the texture.
Okay.
The wrinkles, they're fine.
I have
Hi,
it too,
honey.
So this is a good one.
But the texture of my under eye. Now, I've been looking at all your pictures. I've been looking at pictures of your clients.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's under eye looks bright as the sun. They look youthful. They look happy. They look
yeah.
healthy. How do we do the under eye? Help me, Joey. How do we get that bright, youthful, beautiful under eye? What do we do? What do we use? How do we start? I need help, damn it.
I hear ya. I need help, damn it. I got you.
Get these eyes bright like Rachel Zoe.
I think.
Molly Sims.
Okay, first of all, everyone has a problem with their under eye area.
Yeah.
So then it's not a problem.
You're not alone.
We're not alone. I have been wearing concealer since I was 11 years old.
Okay, yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I totally understand. I think it's always something people are insecure about because it's like, you know, you want to...
Well, the rest of my face, I'm happy with. It's like, you know, I'm 33. I'm happy with how I look, but that one under eye area really clocks my age. It's like, this is 33 under here. You know what I mean?
Just go with me.
Speechless.
I'm speechless because it's a lot, but you got to go with me.
Okay. I'm here, honey.
So if you have dry under eyes, you're going to need to moisturize your under eye.
Right.
But don't over moisturize your under eye.
Right.
Okay? You heard me?
Yep.
So make sure you're not using extra wrinkle cream. That's for nighttime.
Okay, yeah.
You know, you want to use something subtle, something that you understand is changing the difference. Now, what you want to do...
Do you recommend something?
Oh, God. It's Retrouvé, and it's so expensive.
But you know what? I don't mind a bougie product.
It's very bougie, darling.
I don't mind a bougie if it works.
Yes, honey.
Add to cart, bitch.
I wear it. Add to cart. I love it.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
And what I like about it is kind of has like an oily vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But then you put it on, dot, 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 honey, just very little.
Yes.
The bottle should last
a little
dab
will do ya.
A little dab will do ya. Exactly. So you want to put that on. You want to make sure that you pat it in. You give yourself like a good couple minutes. Let it sit. Brush your eyebrows up while you're waiting. Okay? So if you don't have super dry under eye, you know, you could use nothing. Sometimes what I like to do is I'll like use my natural moisturizer if I'm feeling not dry under my eyes. And I'll kind of push that up. Not too high, but just a little bit where I have a little something, something. Okay. So then you need to find the right concealer. And I think this is where everybody goes wrong.
Yes, 100%. I feel like on YouTube they put so much.
Oh,
and
honey.
And they're also 12 and they don't have a problem.
I'm like, oh my God. I was like, you're beating your face like you're fooglified and you're actually so cute.
Right.
And I can't even say a quarter because it's so much.
Like a drop.
Yeah. So, you know, I say when you're doing your own makeup, kind of think about it like you're fixing the imperfections. You're not masking anything. You're not beating your face down.
Right.
Now, if you're getting your makeup done and you're going to be in harsh lighting and you want to be Kardashianified, that's fabulous. Do it. But, you know, I mean, and if it floats your boat, I just think sunlight and a beat face are not cute. That's why, you know, you most of the time see drag queens only out with good lighting.
Makes sense, yeah.
You know?
You know what? That's a great revelation you just had. That's really helpful to me.
Oh, good girl.
I feel like you put on all this makeup and you step outside and like I was talking about in
it's
the mirror.
Cute.
And I'm like, what happened? Why do I look like I'm cracking all over the place?
Well, my job, I look at my job, listen, I think there's all kinds of artists. I think I'm the type that I see you and I bring out that best version of you. So when people see you, they're not like, yes, makeup is beat.
Right. They see you.
They see you. Mm-hmm. They're like, honey, yes. I like that show-stopping. I always say, like, honey, if you want to make everyone in the room jealous, hire me. Because I'll make you look the best you've ever looked.
Fuck.
But it's not going to be about the hair and makeup.
Right.
It's going to be about the...
You look the best you've ever looked.
Correct.
Yeah.
Damn,
where's that number,
girl,
baby?
Girl, we're digressing.
Give me that card! Okay, yes, like, yes.
I was like, you know where I live, girl.
Yes, DM me.
I know, right? But yeah, we got to go back to the concealer.
Yes,
so
here we are.
If you're dry, the concealer is going to help. And I like to wait a couple minutes. Don't let it soak in too much. Put the concealer on, you know, a couple minutes after you apply
the eye cream.
The eye cream. Thank you, darling. What I like to do is wherever the discoloration is, which for me, it's like a line right under my eye going towards my cheek. I dot that with 3 dots of concealer and then I'll do on the outside corner of my eye, just 1 dot.
Wow.
And then I'll pat it in with my, you know, middle finger or ring finger.
Okay.
Okay. I'll do this like pat in motion
mm-hmm.
and then I step back for a second. Because, girl, sometimes I need a second beat.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back in and just dot exactly where I need to. So stop looking at your under eye like you're the ugliest person in the world and only 500 surgeries is going to fix you.
Right.
And put it a little on at a time and step back. One, if you do that process a few times, by your second or third time of doing it, you're going to understand what it looks like when you step back. But, you know, I understand sometimes you're so deep in your freaking thought. You're already in your business meeting. You know, you're already in a fight with your person you're going to see. You're already on the call with your mom. You know, you're already at the grocery store. So you can't look at yourself. But you have to look at yourself.
Right.
And I think that's what people are doing wrong, is they're not looking at themselves. Take a step back and freaking look at yourself.
I mean, everything you just said makes so much sense.
I mean, girl, it's the
truth. I have to love my under eye. I can't hate it.
Don't hate on it.
Yes.
Hating on it is going to make it go into this, like, you know, your inner thoughts.
Right.
You know, I always call her that bitch.
Yep.
That bitch in my head.
Yes.
Who's like, ooh, girl, ain't nothing going to help you today. Pizza face. Pizza is on the menu. Yeah, I mean, if I have one zit, I'm like, I'm a pizza face, I'm hideous.
Yeah.
And I'll, like, FaceTime my mom and have a meltdown, and she's just like, I can't.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, we all do that. We all have that bitch in our head telling us we're ugly and we're not cute, and today is not the day.
Yes! It's so shitty.
Honey, let me tell you, it's a lot of work. It's a daily practice to tell that bitch to shut the fuck up.
Yes.
I'm telling her to shut the fuck up right now so that I can be here in this room.
Right, same.
And enjoy this moment, you know?
I mean...
So it's the same with your concealer, honey.
Right.
It's not that deep. .. Pat
look
it in.
Back.
Look back at it.
Yep. Okay, look back
feel
at it.
Feel cute, you know?
Yes.
I've learned that putting music on, I've got speakers for, like, my bathroom, and I learned that putting music on and making me feel like, you know, it's Monday. Today's Monday. I'm like, I'm finna get ready like it's Saturday
That's
night.
That's right.
You know, like,
why
can't Monday morning feel like Saturday night when I'm getting ready? Like, why can't I always feel that cute? And I can. We all can. You know, like, stop freaking losing your mind and listening to that bitch.
You're so right.
You know?
I think I just had a huge life revelation.
But also have the right products.
Yes.
So also, you know, a lot of us do this clicky thing where we want to be with do what our friends have.
Right.
So it's like, but your friend's concealer texture ain't going to look good on you. You know?
My best friend, Haley, she's so gorgeous and she has no under eye at all. And she's always like, use this. I'm like, bitch, easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's true. And it's like, I understand like bronzers and lipsticks and nail polishes, even hairstyles. I mean, even outfits, like friends all, like we all kind of like play off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like something to be said about understanding you and your skin and why you have this type of skin and just being okay with it. You know, there's a billion products, you know,
there's
on the market.
Products.
And there is a product for you, honey.
Yes.
Research. You don't have to look. Listen, if you're not feeling cute and you're beating your face, take the time to have no makeup on. Get samples of products that you want to try. Because I also think, you know, I always used to say this about lipsticks. People are like, oh, it's so scary color. Sorry, babes.
She's used to it.
It's just, you know, I tend to think color is fabulous.
Yeah.
Color can make you look more natural. Color can make you look breathtaking and gorgeous and not overbearing. And I think I always say that if you are attracted to the color, then most likely it's going to look gorgeous on you.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
So try products out, you know,
find
the right recipe. You know, I hate to break it to you all. There isn't a perfect product for every single person. There's perfect tricks of the trade that can help you look more snatched and natch.
Yep.
But, you know, you owe it to yourself to do the research and find the perfect product for you, for who you are. And, you know, the easiest way to go about that is look up write-ups of celebrities and, you know, or people who you look up to. Or ask the girl that's standing in front of you at the coffee place who looks beat to death and you love the way she looks.
Yeah.
Who has a similar skin tone to you or has a vibe that you like that you know is going to look good on you. Ask for advice. Don't be scared of that. I think that works. But you have to do the research for yourself.
Oh, you're so I'm like, you've like changed my life. I mean, listen, like you just said, do the research, but I do have a very successful celebrity makeup artist sitting next to me. So, honey, what do you like?
Girl.
What concealers do you like?
Oh, my.
Maybe that's the first one I'll try, okay?
Okay. I tend to buy,
yes,
you know, like clown palettes.
Okay, yeah.
And I make my own thing.
Okay, yeah.
But I do have things that I love.
Yes.
Bobbi Brown, I love it because it clings to your skin like no one's business. There's like a magnetic ingredient in it that is attaching itself to you.
Magnet powder.
Yeah, and it's a really super creamy concealer. And I like it because it comes in so many skin tones. And I find that I tend to only like the products that come in a million skin tones because, you know, not everybody I work with and not even myself, like I'm not always the same skin tone. When I'm tan, I'm really tan, you know, and when I'm pale, I'm very fair and very yellow. So I love Bobbi Brown has an amazing range, beautiful textures, but they're very creamy. So they do need to be set with the correct powder. And then I also really love Chanel makes a really, really good concealer. I really like their color ranges. And I'm personally wearing it right now because I don't like to look like I'm beat.
Yeah.
I just like to look natch.
Yeah, I would never know.
So, yeah. So I find that I can make it disappear. Charlotte Tilbury makes a really great concealer as well. It's really clicky for more the natural girl. And then, honey, if you like a beat face, go Krylon.
Yeah.
You know, go all the way and use it like kind of, you know, use it subtly and then build up on it. But I think you can make anything work.
Yeah.
You just have to be able to step back, not cake it on, make sure it doesn't look gray, make sure it's not 80 shades lighter than you, make sure it doesn't look ashy.
Well, that's a huge trend,
you know,
is that like really light under eye that contrasts with the darker contour.
You know what I think about? I think that girl has no friends. Because I'll look at somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to like, love living in New York and being on the subway. And I'd be like, girl, you ain't got no friends.
Yeah.
Why do you have eyeshadow? I've seen you two days in a row and you have eyeshadow on your top lashes. Like, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
But it's the same with concealer. It's like, no. Like, you know, if you see a girl, if you got tips for a girl, hook a sister up.
Yeah.
Send her a secret message in Instagram. Let her freak out about it for 2 seconds and then just be like, girl, I got better products I can recommend to you. Honesty really helps.
I think that's beautiful. Thank you for that, Joey. That was amazing.
I even answer your question?
You did.
Okay, girl.
You certainly did. And mom about to go buy me some Charlotte Tilbury also.
By the way, that would be perfect on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I've just always been, she comes up a lot on here and her makeup products are so gorgeous. I just,
She's fancy.
But
listen, girl.
But it's worth it. I'll pay.
You want to look good.
I have money, I'll pay.
Buy less products.
Yes. There you go.
Have more quality.
Yes.
Look better.
We all need to step that up, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Okay, so are there any trends that you're really into versus trends that you need to see get out? Like, she's done, she needs to leave the party? Because there's a lot going on in the beauty world right now.
I hate rules. I don't love rules.
I love that. Yeah.
I don't love rules.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say I don't like anything.
Yeah.
Because on the right thing, I like it.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, just to give you something, like scrunchies.
Uh-huh.
Hated it. Okay.
Hated it.
Hated
it. I got that reference.
Two snaps and a circle.
Okay. Yes.
But I love it on men.
Mm-hmm.
I love it on, you know, fluid, gender neutral.
Mm-hmm.
I love it on that kind of vibe where I'm just like, okay, pigtails. I love it with pigtails.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it on like high, like whore drag, even if you're born female in drag, like a Erica Chain vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm into that. But I don't love it like for every day.
Yeah.
I don't love it on a side pony.
Mm-hmm.
Giving me teen witch. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. I wear a scrunchie to bed, a silk one on the top of my head.
Yeah, that's
okay
cute.
Though, right? Am I okay?
That's cute.
Okay, good.
I'm okay with it.
I don't
it.
Leave the house.
Listen,
me.
I told you, like, I'm not opposed to it. If you're living.
Right.
If you're living, then go for it.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't think a scrunchie is chic.
I would have never, ever expected scrunchies to come back. I would have never thought that.
I'm just like not into anybody telling me it's chic. It's
yes,
not.
Yes.
That's all.
Do you remember on Sex and the City, the girl with the scrunchie?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So
she's in the fight with Burger because
yes,
he wrote it in the book.
Yes, because he wrote the book about the scrunchie.
Try me, honey. I know every episode.
I'm impressed.
They broke up because of that.
They broke up because of the
scrunchie. And she should have left him the second she read that. By the way, she should have left him the second she was uncomfortable about the scrunchie, because if he put a scrunchie on a girl that worked in fashion in his book, then he definitely didn't get her, honey.
Do you remember when he goes, nice hat? Remember, he like made fun of her chic hat?
Correct.
I was like, motherfucker, like you have style, Burger. Huh? Like you and your damn ill-fitting jeans has style. You're dating Carrie fucking Bradshaw. Take a seat.
No, exactly. But I told you, once she saw that he wrote the word scrunchie in his book, she should have left him.
Yes, 100%.
Because
that should have been the deal breaker.
If she left him right then and there, he wouldn't have had the time to make fun of her hat. Because, listen, one thing leads to another, honey. And if somebody doesn't like something that you like, then it's going to turn into a bigger thing that no one wants
Burger
to see.
Burger sucked. I mean, I think we can all agree.
Hated it.
Burger hated it. Okay, so do you wear makeup daily yourself?
I wear makeup every day.
Yeah.
Even when I'm home by myself cleaning my house.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting in my mother's house with nothing to do, watching her like make bread, she's literally, she like smiles because I like get ready.
Yeah.
I have a very stay ready vibe. But you know, I do have downtime vibes, like, you know, like my sisters come over and we hang out and I don't have to have it. I just love everything about it.
No, I need that.
I'm one of those ladies that sits at a vanity and like I like pluck my eyebrows and take my time.
Well, they look so good.
Thanks, babe.
Well, I asked because I was wondering if you would share with us.
I would share
your daily routine.
Oh my God, I don't think anybody's ever asked.
We want to know your. I mean, the hair. Y'all don't even know, the hair is so beautiful.
Stop.
The skin, the brows, even like your beard. This can just like talk about like the things you love and that you buy and that you use.
Okay, this like, is fun. Okay,
yeah,
great.
This is what Naturebeauty's all about. I just think it's so interesting what people buy and what they use daily. I think that's so fascinating.
So my facialist, Biba D'Souza, takes amazing care of my skin. I think it's been 6 years that I've been working with her. She's amazing. If you go to her website, Biba Los Angeles, she recommends amazing products. I use
making
her.
Making an appointment when we leave.
No, she's major, expensive but worth it. Honestly, you know, I just love taking care of my skin.
Yes.
I feel better. I when I don't take care of my skin, I don't feel as good.
Same.
And, you know, I don't want to focus on stuff like that. I want to focus on, like, you know, living my life and, like, getting shit done and not feeling ugly, you know? So, like, I do whatever it takes to make myself feel good.
Yes.
Self-care is number one.
Yes.
You know? It's like they say, honey, put your oxygen mask on before you put it on your child.
Yes.
That's self-care.
Yes.
You know?
Fuck the kids.
Yes, honey, I can't take care of your ass if I'm not feeling good. Ain't nobody got time for that. Okay, so I use her daily cleanser, which I love, and I use her daily scrub. I use Aesop's shampoo, conditioner, and body wash because they smell so good.
I still have
and they're
yet
good
to
for
buy
you,
it,
you know?
But it
like,
comes up on Attribute.
I get scared to, like, you know, I'm not scared. I guess I am experimental, but I like to try things that are more on the natural side.
Yes.
You know, I get nervous about stuff like that. I think we need to be conscious of what we're putting on our body because it goes
100%.
In our body. I love Linda Rodan face oil. I love face and body oil. I'm not going to lie. There's nothing better feeling than when you get to like slather yourself. Yeah, and then I'm just like, honey, touch all of this skin. Yes.
I love it. I just lubed my legs up and I was like, honey, I'm feeling myself today. These legs.
For skin, you know, my brother George always taught me to use this Clinique non-streak men's bronzer, which I just only put on my cheeks because I'm tan right now, and it gives me that I just got out of the sun feeling, which you can see. And I like it because, you know, with all the moisturizers and face oils that I have, it kind of gives me this really pretty glow, and it doesn't look like makeup. And it's not a self-tanner. It comes off when I wash my face. And sometimes if I end up sleeping with it on, which I do, I'll wake up and it won't come off on my sheets.
Wow.
It's like a stain.
Yeah.
Which I...
It's exciting.
Yeah. It's the one product I would say that I always have to have. I buy in bulk. And then I do the Dot Chanel Concealer.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that.
Yes.
And then for my brows, I don't love like gels and thingamabobbers because I can feel them on my face.
Yeah.
But I do fill them in once in a blue moon. They are naturally like a bigger shape. And then I'll fill them in where they kind of have, you know, little like sparse areas. Mm-hmm. And I use this. It's not like a brow pencil or anything. And it's, you know, I think if somebody was to purchase it, they would be like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's a black Kojal Givenchy pencil, and it's like a chubby black eyeliner.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about it is it has like a inky blue black about it, but because I can like paint it on, like feather it, you can't see it, and I find that it looks exactly like my eyebrow hair color.
Yeah.
And I find that, you know, the other ones have something metallic in them, or they turn too red on me, or they're too beige, or too, you know, there's something about
them. Can't get that color right.
So I use this because it's perfect. And, you know, I've had the thing forever and I still have so much of it. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things that I just like turned into an eyebrow thing. And then once in a blue moon, like if I'm going to be on camera or I want to look super cute and I'm not going to be outside, I'll like hairspray a clean brow brush and I'll spray them up with, you know, some L'Oreal Elnette vibes.
Mm-hmm.
The unscented is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and for hair, Orbe Gold Lust drops.
Mm-hmm.
And then Magic Move, I would say, is my hair product that I cannot live without. I haven't found a pomade that I like, you know, as much or that works for my hair texture, because I find that if I want to wear my hair wet looking, I can make it look wet looking and then I can shake it out and make it look beachy and, you know, kind of matted out. And then it also gives, my hair has a mind of its own, so I need something that can control it and tame the beast somewhat. So it does, because my hair is curly when it wants to be, it's straight when it wants to be, it's wavy when it wants to be, depending on my haircut, the weather.
Isn't that fun?
I do like it.
Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, I do like it because I don't like the same kind of vibe all the time.
Yeah.
I like to change it up. I love to change my hair. I like to change my facial hair, and I'll change my beauty routine, but the products that I use are staple. I'll just use them in different ways.
Yeah.
And sometimes I won't fill in my eyebrows for a year, and then sometimes I want them to be more arched and perfect. It just depends on what I'm feeling.
Well, that was very interesting. I loved all of that. Now I want to get
It's subtle, though. It's not a lot. They're quality products.
I would have never known.
I would say they're quality products.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like to look naturally, you know, dewy and fresh and not, like, overly beat. And sometimes, like, I love to leave glitters and stars and, you know, iridescent dots and stuff in my vanity.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I go out, that's the thing I add to, like, dazzle if it goes with my outfit.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do, like, stars inside my eyes, or I'll do one side of my face all, like, different colored stones and different sizes. And I find that that's fun. Like, if I'm going to go clubbing and see my DJ friend or, like, you know, like, go dancing, girls' night out, whatever, even for no reason.
Yeah, know? Just going down the street to get a matcha or something.
Yeah, I like that vibe. And, like, I would color my hair all the time if I could sit through the process.
Yeah, jeez. Well, you were platinum.
I love.
How long were you platinum?
A little over a year.
Yeah.
It lasted a long time. I was living
as
a blonde. I really loved it. I wore it like in this like wet look kind of vibe, and I just really liked it. I felt like it gave me something, and at the time I wore a lot of black.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like it made all my outfits feel new.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going through an all white phase, and I
see that.
I honestly can't wear black. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you look like you're in the Guilty Remnant.
Yeah.
Did you see The Leftovers?
No.
It was a show on HBO.
Oh.
The Guilty Remnant. They were, I'm going to say cult, but I feel like cult is a judgmental word that I don't like to use.
So you're saying I'm a leader of a cult?
I mean, they all wore just white, so you would fit in is all I'm saying. Chooch too, though.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you do match today.
I
love a white moment.
I think that's a compliment.
I try to wear white because I think it's such a crisp look, but I always spill on myself.
That's what I love about it the most, is you can bleach it.
Yeah.
Because when you wash black, it fades into gray.
Right.
right?
And nobody likes that.
No, and then all the black doesn't match, and I'm such a weirdo about that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a weirdo about my blacks matching.
I hear that, because sometimes I have to wear all black for an audition or something, and I'm like, oh, well, this shirt is definitely faded.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so where do we start? Why don't you tell us about the Glam app?
Oh, yes, honey. Yes. Let me tell you. So the Glam app came about, you know, I was took myself back to 15-year-old Joey. You mm-hmm. know, I started my career. And I had always, throughout my career, worked in salons, owned salon, a salon. And, you know, I never really liked to be behind four of the same walls all the time. It just felt so suffocating for me. And I wanted a different day all the time. I wanted a different client. I wanted to be on set. I wanted to, you know, I just wanted to experience things.
You
want to
be in Capri watching supermodels and rowboats.
Yes, God. So, you know, I thought, what could I offer, you know, 15-year-old Joey?
Yeah.
And I thought it would be so great to offer all freelance artists the opportunity to meet a clientele that they wouldn't necessarily meet behind four walls of a salon and be able to actually act as freelancers and get fed the clientele, you know, while they're, you know, figuring out their career, mastering their craft, working at a salon part-time, working at a counter part-time. And you know, that's, you know, that was my thought process behind creating it. Here we are 3.5 years later. We're in 23 cities, 22 across the U.S. We're also launched in the U.K. I have over 3,000 artists on our roster, and we have tiered price points so that it's also beneficial for the artists to grow through in the company and for the clientele to be able to afford getting a touch of the glamorous life by having hair, makeup, and nail artists come to get them ready wherever they are.
I mean, it's so good. So basically, the Glam app is an app on your phone.
Yes.
And you can hire someone to come do a blowout for you, do a face makeup moment, or a nail moment.
Correct. And it's just glam.
Mm-hmm.
So no cuts or color.
Right.
It's just, you know, we're basically, you know, getting you ready for the day, getting you ready for your event, getting you ready for a special moment. We do parties. We do weddings. Events of all kinds. And it's been really amazing to kind of connect with these younger artists. And,
so
you know,
good.
Some of the artists have been in the industry longer than I have. And it's just so fun to connect with them and bring them opportunities that they wouldn't necessarily, you know, get on their own. It's been amazing. We just did a huge collaboration with Dolce & Gabbana. We did their Mercer Street runway show. We did all the glam for it, hair, makeup, and nails. Some of the artists flew out from, you know, Salt Lake City, Miami, L.A. to be a part of this huge event in New York. So, you know, it's been such an exciting, you know, experience.
Yeah, and it's such a good idea. I in my Natch Butte Facebook group with all the listeners that are in there, I always see posts that are like, hey, I'm going to a wedding. I really want to look good. I want to buy some products. I don't know what to get. It'd be so easy to just get on the Glam app, have somebody come over, and you know you're going to get a professional, great look.
Yeah.
And you're going to be feeling yourself.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you, it's much cheaper than going to Sephora and buying 15 products.
And it takes an hour of your time, and you can book an immediate appointment.
Yeah.
I say give us 2 hours, an hour for the stylist to get to you and an hour for the appointment.
Yeah.
So you can get it that quickly. And you can
23 cities. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. And now
tell
us about Ish.
So,
which, by the way, I'm a FabFitFun box subscriber. It's my favorite box.
Mm-hmm.
Use code NATCH for $10 off your first box.
Okay,
I love it. I love it. And I had no idea you were behind Ish because that lip palette, though. I love it so much.
So Ish is a makeup line that I co-founded with the co-founders of FabFitFun. And I am no longer the creative director of it, but, you know, I basically feel like I gave birth to it.
Yes.
You know, I was a part of every step of the way, of the process, every step of the way, naming it, giving it its identity, and really kind of figuring out, you know, what the first few launches were going to be. And we started with the contour kit, which, you know, I think is like an iconic piece of makeup that should be in every girl's makeup kit. Because listen, at the end of the day, there's like a bronzer, a contour color, a blush, and a highlighter. All are so stunningly gorgeous. It comes in two colorways in in light medium and medium dark. Mm-hmm. And then there's two matte shades in it and two shimmery shades because you can make the matte shimmery and, you know, and you can use the shimmer, you know, as eyeshadow. So you can really play with it. And every person that I know has it or that I've gifted it to is like, oh, my God, what is this shit? It's like crack.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's like literally I can't live without it. And it's made my life so easy. Yeah, it was just really fun, you know, like putting a makeup line together, like, you know, like
that's
just
the ultimate dream, I feel.
Creating. Yeah. And ISH stands for I'm smoking hot,
which I, again, didn't know.
Hashtag I'm smoking hot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I wanted to bring something back to girls that made them feel good about themselves, made them feel like they didn't need to paint their face. And in one palette, you can have a full face and look gorgeous and feel beautiful. And it's makeup made easy, you know. So, you know, I know they're like launching new products all the time now and stuff, but you know, that contour kit is my baby and I love it.
So cool. I have to get that. That's something else you need to help me with.
Yes.
Contour and whatnot.
Oh, girl, we got to get you an ISH palette.
I'm telling you. One of my favorite things that I saw when I was, you know, stalking you basically to get ready for this conversation was that you don't say I hit pan, you say I ate this alive.
I ate it alive.
Which is so fun. We all need to adapt that. We need to make that a thing.
I ate it alive.
Yeah.
Yes, honey.
You were showing palettes.
Eat it!
And you were like, I have eaten this alive. And I'm like, why are we not all saying that?
You are now.
Yeah, we definitely are. So everybody say, instead of saying I hit pan on this, say I ate this alive.
Yeah, no, I ate it alive for sure. Yeah. Dream of life and ate it alive are my two things. So like if I love something, it's my dream of life.
Okay, yeah.
And if I love something,
I'll eat it alive.
So it's both are come from a place of I love it.
I love, I mean, you know, as a Scorpio, we're very extreme, and so I feel that's really good for me.
No. Not you, drama.
I either hate something or I fucking love it,
you know? Honey, you're the fucking most dramatic sign of the zodiac.
You know what? You love it, though.
I eat it alive.
Hey,
Goldie Hawn is a Scorpio. I live.
Yeah, and you do our makeup.
I live.
I can't even imagine.
My other best friend, Michael, who is an amazing spiritual healer, is a Scorpio, too. I mean, I just, like, love you guys. I just think Scorpios are, like, the bomb. You have great ideas. You know how to bring them into fruition.
Yes.
You're good with words.
You better
believe
it.
You're good writers. You're good actors.
Things.
You're good
We're
singers.
Sexy.
You have good personal style. Oh. You give not a... You guys literally are the epitome of not a fuck to give.
Yeah.
But... if somebody close to you pisses you off or sad, then you have all the fucks.
Yeah.
So you give all the right fucks.
Yes. Thank you.
I love saying fuck.
Yeah.
And I got so excited by you saying it, so I just wanted to say it a lot.
I want a shirt that says, wait, what did you say? You give all the fucks? I like that.
All the fucks. You give all the right fucks.
All the right fucks. That also sounds like a fun movie.
Give all the right fucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but only if the title didn't. Mean what?
Right. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Not a literal.
Yeah. Not a porn.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But if you want to make a porn, baby, you do you.
Girl, do your porn. Okay.
Will you tell Goldie?
People got to make that money.
Will you tell Goldie Hawn that when I was a child, I rented Death Becomes Her so many times on pay per view that my mom got the bill and I got in so much trouble and she said, "Why didn't you just tape it?" And I said, "I didn't want to tape it. I wanted to watch it like when it came on. It was my favorite movie. It's like such an inspiration for me." So just tell her that.
That is hilarious.
Okay.
Else? It's my favorite movie too. So I think this is a good, all signs point to,
yes.
I think we can be friends.
Oh, perfect. Well, we do live very close to each other. What would you say other than beauty brings you joy in your life?
Oh, that's such a good question. My dogs,
mm-hmm.
Prince Harry and Prince Albert,
mm-hmm.
They bring me so much joy. My mom, mm-hmm. I talk to her every day. She's my best friend. I'm so lucky to have her. I worship her. And my friends.
Yeah.
I honestly wouldn't know what to do without them. I have goosebumps just thinking about how much I love them. So I just feel so lucky to have the friends that I have.
You've been goosebumping since you got in here, honey.
I know. I'm bumping, vibing. We're
bump,
vibing.
Bump, 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 bump. Well, I just wanted to end on that question. I feel like I talked to you for hours, but we've already hit an hour.
We did?
Yeah. Can you believe?
Oh, my God. Girl, I could keep going.
I know.
I want to ask you the same questions.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You have to have a podcast and have me on.
Yes, ma'am.
Real quick, like, Oh, I was going to ask you about this. I saw a video on Rachel's YouTube where you used Evian spray to refresh bangs.
Yeah.
Honey, listen, we say keep your fringe fresh here at Natribute. That was like another life-changing moment. I was like, okay, buying some of that because keeping the fringe fresh is a struggle.
No, and
I
you
stick
have
my head in the sink and wash them every couple days.
It's funny. Everybody who knows me knows I hate bangs.
Yeah.
They're just like so hard to keep perfect.
Yeah.
You can't use
so that. Stressed.
You can't use a fan in a photo shoot.
Oh, yeah.
If you're outside, you can't control the wind.
I wake up every morning with greasy because of my serums and stuff. I don't know what to do, but I need them. I have to have them they're my thing.
No,
you know?
Girl, I love them.
Yeah.
I think that they're fierce. I just, for like.
They're cumbersome.
They're so much work.
Yes.
And it's just like, oh, they're the you know, bang of my existence.
Yes. Cute.
So I always say, to refresh them with an Evian mister, because then you're not sopping them wet.
Right.
You're just giving them a little bit of a mist.
Yeah.
And then I always say blow dry them down.
Yeah.
And use your fingers, because your fingers are the only thing that are going to be able to redirect the root of your bang in the direction that you want them to go in so that they can lay medium to flat.
Yeah,
because you go right in with a brush.
Placement is so important.
Ooh, girl, you might as well put a hot roller in them, honey.
Yeah, you're
not
gonna
cute.
Get that curl. Get that curl going.
And I'm just not into that.
Yes.
Unless you're doing like, you know, a pinup, you know, shorty short fake bang.
A little Betty Page moment.
Kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, your fingers are the best tool for bangs and a little splash of Evian mist. You know, girl, you got to make everything bougie as you
I'm
can.
I'm telling you, though, when I saw that video, I said, oh, my God, I have to buy that because I struggle with the keeping that fringe fresh and spraying some Evian water spray on there.
Mm-hmm.
Genius.
Girl, don't even hesitate. Go to Amazon.com.
Yeah.
You can get that thing the next day, sometimes same day. And it's worth it.
I mean,
it really is.
It's happening. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I know this is impossible because, like you said, you run the gamut in terms of all the different women, people who you beat. I mean, you did Kendall. You do Goldie Hawn. You have a whole beautiful spectrum of people. But are there any products that you just love? Like, you're like, I have to put this on everybody. I don't care what age you are. I don't care where you came from. I need to put this on you. Because it is Joey Malou's favorite.
Oh my God, did you see me thinking? I'm like, I had to put my head down for a second. It's so funny.
Yes.
Yes, 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 I do.
Yes.
But I'll also tell you something about me.
Yes.
I give a lot of my products away.
Yeah.
And I will be like, oh, you know, oh, you like this here.
Right.
Because I tend to use the same products so much that if I don't do that, I won't change my vibe.
I hear that.
And
yeah.
I like to kind of be ever-changing.
Yes, smart.
I like to evolve and use new products and try the new thing, go back to the old thing. And a lot of things I go back to, for sure. I always go back to Giorgio Armani, MAC Face and Body, and Clé de Peau. It comes in the tube foundations.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my favorites.
Yeah.
I feel like they're staples.
Wait, the Armani Luminous Silk or the new one?
No, the Armani Luminous Silk.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that the colors, the textures, you know, if it ain't broke, honey, you ain't gotta fix.
And same.
Then, you know, then on, you know, like a MAC Face and Body is awesome because you can use it on the entire body if you want to, you know, brighten someone's skin tone. You can do it if you want somebody to look super dewy. It does that. If somebody has nice skin, like I would use that on you for a photo shoot because you have, you know, nice skin and
thank
I don't
you.
Really have to cover it a lot.
Thank you.
You know, and then the Armani has great coverage and the Clé de Peau is, you know, great for a lot. Like if you need more coverage and you also can build on it. Which I love.
Yeah.
So those things, you know, like the foundations, those are always my staples.
Yeah. I saw you just did a video about your top 5 faves.
Yes.
And you were trying to tell us we need a $74 lip balm by Sisley.
I mean, hey.
Do we need that? I mean, listen, lips are important.
But did you hear what I said before that? There's nothing uglier than chapped lips.
It's true.
Like hideous.
I struggle.
Not into it.
Yeah.
I'm not. At least for myself, I mean, like, you do you. But when I'm doing my clients, the first thing I do is I put that on.
Yeah. And because it sits while you do the rest of my.
By the time I get to the lip, your lips are like plumped. I just haven't found anything that does it as instant. And it's clingy, so you can wear it on its own. It brings out the natural, like, color in your lips anyway.
You're selling me.
I mean, I'm into it. Yeah. I just am into it. And, yeah. it lasts a long time because a little goes a long way. So I like quality products.
Yes.
I'm not just saying it because it's $75.
Right.
Is that how much it really is?
Yeah. I looked it up.
I mean, I bought that thing, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me tell you. But yeah, it's also a staple in my kit.
You also love the Pat McGrath palettes, which they're so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying it's worth it, though.
You know, when somebody, you know, she's...
I mean, the makeup is beautiful.
She's a genius, is all I can say.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I've tried a lot of eyeshadows in my life.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Her eyeshadow, she give it to you.
Yeah.
Okay, she do, though. So, you know, I think, you know, do you have to have a Pat McGrath eyeshadow palette? No.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous gift, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very loving gift if somebody loves makeup. And, you know, gift yourself, honey. Why hold out? If you like something, you know, whatever. If you're not going to use the entire palette, don't buy it.
Right.
But if you're going to live, buy the fucking palette.
Yeah.
I live.
That's the quote for this episode.
Yeah.
That's
didn't send it to me. I bought it, honey.
Yeah.
I live.
That PR list is tight. Don't let just anybody on.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Okay. To go kind of against what you just said, like, what's a cheaper alternative that you like? Just a little. It doesn't have to be like Target, but like, what's something that you like that's a little cheaper? Because those Pat McGrath palettes are over $100, which for some of us is a lot. I hear you. I'm all about the investments.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people listening who are maybe in their 20s, they're struggling, but they want to look cute.
I mean, you literally can, I think nowadays with the interwebs, you can find anything you want in your price point. But let me tell you a secret, honey, and it's not so secret. You get what you pay
for. That's so true. That's so, so true. Do you have any like cheaper shit in your kit? Like, do you have any Wet n Wild? Do you have any?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. I live. You know what I live for is drugstores saved my life, my entire career.
Yeah.
Like L'Oreal Voluminous Mascara in Carbon Black.
Mm-hmm.
I live.
Yeah.
I live. I couldn't live because I wouldn't be able to afford the Dior show at the time.
Right.
You know, I had just moved to New York and I'm running to that Duane Reade's in between clients and I love to replenish mascara a lot. And it's fucking amazing. Yes.
It really does not last that long. I feel a shift in it. It says throw out every 3 months. You think that's real? We should really be doing that?
I think you should throw it out every month. I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And like, why are you using a nasty, like, chapped,
dried
up
mascara? Have a little bit more respect for yourself.
Have a little bit more respect for your lashes and
your
eyes.
And
your
life.
Look and
your
life. You know, how you do one thing is how you do everything in life, honey. And if you're, you know, being cheap about your beauty routine, but then you're complaining that you're not beautiful the way you want to see yourself, then girl, check yourself.
I mean, I feel like I've just had a spiritual rejuvenation, this conversation. There's so many little nuggets of wisdom and truth that you've just instilled. I feel so honored that you're here. And you're all welcome, personally. You're all fucking welcome. This is so exciting.
Thank you so much. That is so
Joey,
kind.
Joey, I still don't even kind of know how you got here, but I'm happy somebody gave you my number or something.
No, I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. Thank you for breaking my podcast.
Isn't
cherry.
It fun?
It is fun, and
I'm
you're fun.
You know what? You're a natural. That's all I got
to
say.
You know what I live for? I looked you up on Instagram, and you said you said something about like not knowing jack shit about beauty, and I could not stop laughing.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm an enthusiast, and I'm getting better, but I'm certainly starting. You know, I did pageants as a child. I feel like I had a very interesting perception of beauty growing up in Texas in the '90s and whatever, and then now in LA. It's been a journey.
Right.
It's been a journey.
But I related to that because do any of us really fucking know anything?
Right.
Really?
You do.
We really know just, I only, you know, can give you information from my experiences.
Right.
You know?
Well, honey.
That's where it comes from.
The experience is strong. Okay.
Okay.
Why don't you real quick tell everybody where we can find you on social media? Anything else you want to plug I didn't cover?
Social media, Twitter and Instagram at Joey Maloof. MAALOUF. Everyone is always like, why you got two A's? Why you got an O and an F?
There's that other
why gotta be difficult to spell? I don't know how to spell it.
There's that other Maloof family.
Yes.
Which people probably always think you're in.
Adrian Maloof.
Yes.
I mean, I go to Vegas.
Yeah, the money, honey.
And I live.
Yeah.
No.
It's Mr. Maloof calling. Hello.
No,
can I please have a suite?
No relation, but it does. But it does work.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people ask me that about Adrienne and I being related, and we're not. But love her.
Yeah. There's a weather girl here in LA named Jackie Johnson.
Okay.
And she's really very popular, and she actually just recently retired because she gave birth. But before that, I would always say my name for reservations, and I feel like they always thought I was going to be her, and then I'd get there, and they'd be very disappointed. But I'll take it, honey. I'll take the good table.
Yes.
Yes. What you got to work with.
You got to get that good, honey.
Yes. You better believe it. Well, Chooch loves you.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with Chooch. I've been holding her the entire time.
She hasn't let anyone hold her since Jonathan Van Ness was here.
She's the fucking Kate Moss of dogs.
Oh, my God. I say she's a Margot Robbie, but I'll take it.
She's fucking gorgeous. The eyes are stunning.
She would fit in with yours, right? Your boys?
She has such a fabulous look. I mean, I think my Albert would be in love.
Yeah.
We might have to
do some kind of dating situation.
She has her hand on my shirt.
She's getting cheeky now.
Yeah.
She loves men.
She wants to touch my breast.
Yes.
Hi, Katie.
Joey, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
You're
for
all welcome.
Me.
Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. We didn't even talk about neck. Cream your neck. You put cream, you cream up.
Girl, I cream my neck.
Yes. Good.
Yes, double cream.
That's what we preach here.